It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Onore Chiola, the CEO and president of Mignonetto Prosecco. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Tonia.
Prosecco is, first of all, one of my all-time favorite drinks. But this time of year, people seem to be drinking Prosecco even more so with the holidays upon us. Tell us a little bit about Mignonetto.
So Mignonetto is one of the oldest producers of Prosecco in Italy. This year we are celebrating 130 years of the anniversary of the foundation of the winery. And is a pioneer of Prosecco, and two is the best ambassador of Prosecco around the world. In fact, 20 years ago, when nobody knew about Prosecco in the United States, we were the first one to go out and promote Prosecco heavily and what Prosecco is, how you should drink it, enjoy it with food, or not with food, and so on and so forth. So it's a family-owned company. It's very rooted to Val d'Abbiadene, which is the town of Prosecco. We've been doing this for only 130 years.
That's quite an amazing amount of time to perfect your product. There are different types of Prosecco, and I'd love to talk to you about the different types. Tell me how Prosecco differs.
It's like many other wines, and the terroir and the place where the vineyards are has a lot of influence in the outcome of the quality and the style of the product. So if you are in the Veneto region, in the heart of the Prosecco, I will say the best Prosecco comes from Val d'Abbiadene and Conegliano. Those are the two historic districts of Prosecco, and what is trace of Prosecco grape, now called Glera, back to the Romans era. And then going outside these two historic regions, then you have the DOC Treviso, which is another historic region for Prosecco, and then the newest addition to Prosecco is the Friuli, Venezia Giulia. And that will be the latest place where Prosecco has been planted and grown for the last 8 to 10 years. Every area has its own climate, its own microclimate in some way, terroir, soil, and that makes the Prosecco very different from one place to the other. And so the closer you get to Val d'Abbiadene and Conegliano, the more complexity, but at the same time richness, elegance, and structure you find in Prosecco. And that's basically the main differences between one area to the other.
I was just going to say, I bet the weather plays a factor in the Prosecco each year. So I would think the vintage each year changes. Would that be correct?
It is true. The weather definitely makes a big factor in Prosecco. 2017 harvest was very unique because the weather was very, I would say, unique, if not strange, compared to other years. We have a early freeze in April when we had the buns out there, and so that affected crops in a way. And then during the summer, we didn't have so much rain, and then at the end of the summer, we had hail. So the weather put a lot of pressure this year on the harvest because it wasn't their usual normal weather. It was very extreme weather, and that really defined a very difficult harvest in a way, because production in the Prosecco region has been cut of about 30% across all the Veneto and Friuli.
Now, you're celebrating your 130th anniversary this year. Are you releasing anything special for that anniversary?
Yes, we've been talking about this amazing milestone for a few years. So the chief winemaker enologist, Alessio Dal Savio, 2 years ago, together with our team, decided that it was important to have a unique bottle to celebrate such a milestone. And because of that, we started to work locally with the farmers that have been working with us for many, many years, some of them more than 40 years, to come up with a cuvée of Prosecco grape, or Glera grape, just from Val d'Abbiadene, but very uniquely in a way that the dosage was zero sugar, so what we call Brut Nature. And he created this cuvée out of three vineyards from three different farmers with a zero residual sugar. And we are adjusting, we are releasing actually the this wine as we speak in the United States.
That's pretty exciting, zero sugar. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
It's very uncommon because Prosecco, being such a fruit-forward wine, sometimes, many times, I would say, almost every time, need a little bit of sugar to really express its all qualities. So to be able to create a fruit-forward sparkling wine without sugar is very difficult. And that's why you don't see it so much in the marketplace. And that's why it's very important to be very selective about where the grapes come from, because the right soil, the right exposure to the sun, and the right terroir really help to maintain the fruit-forward quality of the Prosecco without adding sugar.
Now, is that going to be available in the U.S. everywhere?
Well, it's available in selected market. We are releasing it right now in New York, in Illinois, in Florida, in California, in Texas. And so it's not everywhere, but I will say in the top 10 to 12 markets, it's going to be available for just in time for the holidays.
That's exciting. So did we talk about all the other different categories of Prosecco that you have?
Yes. So our best selling is the Prosecco Brut, which is very recognizable because it has a very it's a unique label. It's orange, slated, very thin orange label, and it's our best selling across the U.S. It's a Brut version, but it's not very dry, so people like it because it maintains the fruit forward, but it's not sweet or cloyingly sweet like other Prosecco are. Then we have the organic Prosecco. That's an extra dry, so the sugar content is slightly higher. It is made with organically grown grapes. That's a very unique Prosecco. We introduced it 8 years ago, and every year is doing better than the year before. The demand is definitely there. And then we have what we call our estate line. It's luxury. And we have in the luxury line, we have the Prosecco Superiore di Valdobbiadene, the OCG, and Prosecco di Superiore di Cartizze. So Valdobbiadene is the heart of Prosecco, and this is a DOCG Prosecco, an extra dry style, so fruit forward, but not sweet at all. Very, very complex and long finish Prosecco. And then the best of the best is Cartizze, which is like a tête au cuvée of champagne. It's unique, an amazing Prosecco that you can drink basically all day long. It's really a beautiful wine.
Isn't there some kind of law in Italy about Prosecco so that it has to be grown, you know, in a certain region? Is that true? Or I'm not sure if I'm remembering that correctly.
Yeah, it's true. You're correct. The law passed in 2009 and was in full effect in 2010. So with the new law, only the Prosecco produced in the region of Veneto and Friuli can be called Prosecco. It needs to come from a grape called Glera and cannot be produced or harvested outside Veneto and Friuli. So there's no other place you can call it Prosecco if it's not grown in Veneto or Friuli. And that is the same for Champagne, as we know, or Cava for Spain. That was a big breakthrough because until then, there was Prosecco grown outside this region and even outside Italy, and the quality and the consistency of the quality was not the same. So in order to protect the main values and the core quality of the grape, the Italian government was able to secure with the new law this region and call it the region of Prosecco, and so that would be was a very big help for all of us in order to protect the category and the beauty of this sparkling wine.
Yeah, I do remember when that happened, and I think that does allow for the quality to come through.
Correct, there's more control in place with the DOC laws. There is a lot more control by the government agency. They control quality when the sparkling wine is produced. They control quantity in the vineyard. So it's a lot, there's a lot more going on, but that's a great thing for Prosecco, no question about it.
Now, do you also produce rosé as well?
We do. We do have a sparkling rosé that we produce in the same prestige line of the Prosecco. It's made from two indigenous grapes. One is Lagrange from Trentino Alto Adige, so we have a very small portion of that wine, the grape from Trentino. And the other wine is a typical grape from the Veneto region. The two grapes together really gives a nice body to the rosé and a nice fruit forward. We cannot call it Prosecco because it's not made with the Aglera grapes, but when you taste it, the taste profile is very similar to Prosecco. Very, very, very pleasant rosé wine.
What is the website for Mignonetto Prosecco?
It's mignonettousa.com. mignonettousa.com.
Well, Onore, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes of your busy day to talk with me today. I just absolutely love your product.
Thank you, Tony. It's a great pleasure talking to you, and thank you for your time as well. It was a pleasure.